I got you. I forget how to get the link. Oh, there. Sweet. Because you have my name. Okay, one second. I'm about to mute you, so. Hello. How is things, Talaman?
I'm doing good. How are you? Can you hear me? Is this coming?
Yes, very clearly.
Oh, incredible.
Try speaking normally. I know that sounds weird, but try speaking normally.
Well, I'm speaking normally now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're reading a sexy book right now. I don't know if you like have you ever read
Ooh.
like or listened to those readers that are like really close to the book and they're like, and he went down to the library and it was exhilarating. That's what you sound like right
The
now.
man stepped out of his house. He looked left and then he looked right. He saw down the street to his left a car, and down to the right he saw a person on a bicycle. He chose that day to go to the right.
Nice. I mean, like, you got it down pat. Go be a reader, man. Like, go make millions.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? But yeah, there you go. There's something.
Okay. So we might have another person in the call today. And hello, viewers. I see that we have another person in. That is awesome. So before everyone, like, starts messaging or starts joining us, I would like to say hello to Talaman Gaming here, a good friend of mine, a Let's player, a streamer, an amazing person, and probably one of the smartest people I know right now. So say something about yourself, because last time I don't know if we really talked about you
I
that
don't
often.
know. Yeah, I don't know if we actually talked about me all that much.
No.
I don't know. I used to live very close to where Dan went to school, actually. So I grew up kind of in the same area that Dan he went to college. So I don't know if you talked about that too much, but you did mention Northern Michigan University, NMU, in your last podcast. So I think that
Did I?
information's out there. Yeah, you
Did I?
mentioned it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. For some
Oh,
reason, I
I
don't.
hope you don't mind me sharing that.
Oh, no, you're fine. I don't mind. I
Okay.
mean, I
Yeah.
even worked on their they used to have a podcast there, and I used to work with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
Radio X. They didn't have that
Oh,
many
that's right.
viewers.
Yeah, I actually a couple of the times because I since I grew up in the area, I did actually listen in on that
Oh,
as I sat
really?
around. Oh, yeah. It would come up on the radio. Yeah.
You were one of the, what was it, 62 listeners? Like,
Okay,
sorry.
how does a radio station actually tell who's listening? I've always wondered that.
Well, they do a statistic analysis. So basically, I think what they do is they have a spreadsheet. Oh, wait, no. There was 62 listeners my first year working with them.
Did you guys only transmit online, or did you also do FM, AM broadcast?
No, we did both. We did all. Like, we
Yeah,
did
so did.
radio and then we
Okay.
did online broadcast. But the thing
Gotcha.
was that we had, oh, my friend Brennan is in. Oh, hello, Brennan.
Brendan is in.
Brennan, just give me a call and I'll allow you in, just if you can.
Okay.
But the thing about it was we did an analysis. We had people go around with spreadsheets and we asked, do you listen to us? And that was on campus. And my last year, when I wasn't with the group, they only got 16 listeners.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's so bad. I wanted to
That's
cry at the
rough.
time. It
That's
was.
rough. Yeah.
Like, it's a good group, a lot of good people, and they try really hard. And it just, I got an applause. Thank you, Brennan. Also, do you know how to send a voice or a phone call in?
Did you send him the link?
He has the link. He's here. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, bottom right corner, you hit that call in button.
Hello, Brennan.
I got it. How are you guys?
Oh, he did. He's
Wonderful.
now in. I'm doing wonderful as well. Brennan, it was, right? I gotta pull up a
Yes.
spreadsheet now so I can track the names.
Why is I'm being invited to yoga? Oh, whoa, I hear my echo.
You do because of the way I'm broadcasting. Let me take care of that.
No, no, no. You're good. You're good. I can talk still lower. Hear me?
I cannot actually hear you.
I can hear you, but you cannot hear me.
I can hear you.
Ah, so you muted the live
tab, but you can hear me in the live. But
can you hear Brennan?
That's the problem. He should join our Discord chat and Brennan, then mute his own tab.
How are you?
Do you have Discord?
I'm going to make this really perfectly well.
Oh, wait, can you? Well, he can't hear you, though. That's the problem.
I can hear both of you.
Dan, you're our only point of contact right now.
No. My friend Talaman can't hear you, Brennan.
Yeah.
Do you have Discord? Like, he just muted this chat so he can broadcast.
You two talk for a minute. I will figure it out on my end.
Why don't you mute me in Discord and then talk in livecast? Would that work? Town man, what? Oh, well, okay. Interesting. Anywho, hi, Brennan. How are you?
Good, okay. How are you? Is it duplicating it now?
Wait, can you hear him? Can you hear Brennan right now, Town man?
Yes, I'm sorry, I can. I'm sorry. We should
have figured this out. You're good. You're good. Okay. How are you, Brennan?
Everything good? Can everyone hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can chat hear me?
Can the audience hear me?
Yeah, can everyone hear each other right now? Can audience hear us? That is the most important thing right now.
I would hope so.
I would hope so. I think so. I think since I can hear you guys and I'm only speaking through the online tab, I think we got it all connected now.
I think we're all set up.
I really want to call this amateur hour right now. You know,
amateur hour.
That would be the best name.
Halloween special hyphen amateur hour.
Exactly.
I like it. Instead of happy hour, it's amateur hour.
This is the meme special.
And this is the meme special.
That should be a sandwich, man. That should be a sandwich. I would eat that shit. Oh, well, hello, everyone who's listening in. I hope you're doing wonderful. These are two friends of mine, two buddies. Brennan and Talaman. And Brennan is you're a volunteer firefighter, correct?
Yes.
And you're currently going to college.
Correct.
Is it hard?
Which one?
Exactly.
Is your life hard? Yeah, it's hell, Dan, actually. Yep.
It's hard. It's kind of like moving from high school, where the high school that I went to, the only thing you had to do was really show up to classes and you got A's or B's, to come into college and actually getting let me back up a little bit. Like my high school, I would write like 5-paragraph essays. Mm-hmm. I'd get to college and I was having to write like 5-page papers. Mm. So the transition was really hard for me for the first time that I walked into my class and I said, we have a 3-page paper due. And I said, what the hell do I do? And the writing professor looked at me and said, write the paper. And I said, can you show me how? And she kind of looked at me dumbfounded and said, you're not prepared? I said, well, my high school was a single A, which was I graduated with 60 people. And it was kind of rough because they didn't prepare me. But like the whole way up through high school, it was, oh, we're preparing you for college. We're preparing you for this. They don't take any BS from you guys. If you don't turn anything in, you get a 0, blah, 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 blah. Well, that wasn't the case. Mm. College is different than what high school teachers portray to you. It's actually hard.
It is, isn't it?
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Wait, trying to balance.
What are you? Sorry, I just want to ask, what are you going for again? I know you've told me in the past, but I forgot.
I'm going for criminal justice studies, and I'm minoring in psychology.
See, that's actually a really good setup right there. If you go into criminal justice and you have a psychology minor, you can technically use that to your advantage. And if you add on a history minor to that, they basically look at you as an analysis officer. I forget what the correct definition is, but you can analyze situations and you can do a lot more paperwork, even though I know paperwork's not your thing.
Yeah, I'm not a paperwork kind of guy. I'm more of a hands-on type of person, just like lectures in college. I kind of fall asleep, or I'll play like games on my phone or my computer because it just gets boring. It's just they're beating the same thing into your ear every day. It's not like, hey, we're going to watch videos and we're going to learn like hands-on stuff. But I mean, I had two classes this semester that we're doing hands-on stuff, as in we're watching videos from the certain fire departments and certain police departments showing hands-on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And learning how to use tasers and learning all the different stuff that the police do. And we watched some documentaries on a certain police department. Not going to say the name of it. Not really relevant. But
no. That's good.
A police department that they were under investigation for stopping and frisking random people.
Oh.
And they were just figuring out the investigation further on throughout the documentary. And it really opened up a lot of people's eyes on, you know, the situations that people go through. It's not really, I'm not trying to be racist by any means, but it's not like it's just Black Lives Matter or it's White Lives Matter, or, you know what I mean? It's more of every life matters, and it doesn't matter if you're white or black cop, white cop, Asian cop, it doesn't matter. It just opens up a lot of people's eyes when you start watching videos and seeing the real world and not just a textbook.
Okay. That's actually a really good point. And I wanted to just clarify, hey, T, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Just so you know, our Discord call went kapooey, just so you know.
That's perfect.
Okay, that is perfect. but I do want to get in T's point of view with kind of his structure at school, like his schooling. And I want to know like what his views were, if that's all right, Brennan. Like what he had to go through high school to college.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you. So we did touch on it a little bit in the other podcast, but I want to hear, I guess, a little bit more from your side how your transition was, because you did talk about kindergarten. And you,
yeah,
and I remember
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember actually I had the same experience as you, if you didn't know that.
Yep.
And it
makes
was,
sense.
It was shitty.
Trick or treat.
Hey, thanks, Bart. Happy Halloween. And thanks for the trick and the treat.
Wait, you guys can see chat? I can't see chat right now.
Yeah, I can see
you
chat.
You can't?
No. I'm calling in and I can see chat.
Well, I'm calling in too. I want to be able to see chat. I can't. I haven't seen anything. Otherwise, I would be... Aw.
Happy Halloween, Bart.
Thanks, Bart.
Can you... Happy Halloween, everybody. I thought this chat was empty.
Okay. How did I get you to see this?
Just send me the link again, Dan. Just send me the link in Discord real quick. I think either that or I'm going to reload and I'll be back. But
it wrecked.
So while you're sending me the link, I'll just... Yeah, no, this is awful. I thought it was so quiet.
That's what Bart said.
Like, wow. Dan, I knew it was popular, but this is...
Correct. I love Bart.
A quiet, you just made my Halloween night.
Okay, so Tony.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you had to go through. Oh wait, I have an idea. You know what? This might work. I'm gonna set you as admin, and let's see if I can get.
Thanks. Yeah. So well, while this is all working out here,
You're not even one of the listeners. That's why, man.
What? How am I not a listener? I'm in your chat room right now.
I know, but it says you're not in.
Bart said, don't boot me, bro.
Oh, I'm not going to boot you. You're too wonderful.
This is super weird.
So I would like to hear about your experience.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like I said, I grew up in that Michigan town, NMU area. So, the Marquette is where I grew up. Now, since then, I've kind of transitioned out. So I live in California now. So we'll kind of a little bit of right now. So I did graduate college.
Hey, thanks, Bart.
Did we lose? He kind of stopped talking.
He did.
He's not here anymore.
T, what did you do?
T, what did you do, buddy?
Oh my gosh.
For the new listeners coming in, we kind of said this was the amateur hour, so don't get discouraged of what's going on right now. He's still trying to figure things out. So while we're waiting for him, we can continue with me.
Yeah, let's continue with you, Brent. This is exactly amateur hour right now. Like, wow, I'm
this is meme central.
Okay, I want to hear about your thoughts. Here, let me get rid of Talman real quick, and let's see if he can call me back. But no, tell me about how college is.
I mean, my first semester, I'm gonna be honest with everyone. So my first semester in college was last year. I'm actually currently a sophomore. My first semester of college went horrible. I wasn't ready for the transition. I came into college thinking that I was badass, and I got a 0.5 GPA, and I failed three classes out of five, actually. My fall semester, I was also playing football at that time, so it was hard to balance. Like, when I would wake up at 5:30 in the morning to go lift with the football team, I would get done around 6:30. I'd have class at 7:30. I'd have to come back, shower, and it was hard trying to, like, balance going from, you know, waking up, going to school, and then going to football practice, going home, eating dinner, going to bed, to waking up at 5:30, going to practice, going to class, going to lunch, going to practice, getting done with practice, going to my class, going to dinner, going to practice, coming back, doing all my homework at 9 p.m., and going to bed and doing it all over again every day. Mm. It was a really, really hard transition. I ended up quitting football my spring semester of college.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we got you. Oh,
thank God.
And thanks, you guys.
I don't see chat.
I want you still. Why?
I don't know.
Wait, I think what you have to do, hey, do me a favor, click at the top left of your screen. It has like a little minimize button. You can see chat at that point.
Yeah, no, I did that, and it's oddly enough, yeah. So I'm asking Dan to share his screen, so at least I can look over the shoulder of somebody.
Yeah, here.
Just mute yourself, Dan. Mute yourself in Discord.
There you go. So, I think this is working.
I think so. Okay. It should be.
So
perfect. I'm so sorry I've been causing so many problems.
You're good.
No, it's fine. Good. It's fine.
This is amateur hour, by the way, everyone.
True. And I thank
everyone. True. Everyone for the likes and the followings and fans. Holy shit, we got 33 likes. Holy crap.
Oh, congratulations. Well, thank you. Awesome.
Yeah, that
was certainly do fun. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I keep messing with this stream. So we're talking about right now crazy college schedules, if I heard right.
Yes.
Chat's coming through. Sweet. Okay.
And we just got done with Bren, and holy shit, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
No, it's good.
Now
he's good. Oh yeah, that's awful.
Wait, Bren, you're still in here, right?
Yep.
Oh, I keep messing with it. I'm all over the place, man. I'm jittered. I'm now, shook. Hashtag shook.
T, just to be fair, I'm gonna let you go because you're gonna talk now, because I feel like I didn't give you any talking time.
No, it's fine. Well, because I haven't been here, trying to figure out my stuff. So, yeah, okay, if we want to talk about, like, colleges and the transition I went through from high school to college. So, for me, I don't want to, like, I'm not patting my own back because at this point it will sound like I'm breaking ribs. So, I took a lot of AP courses in high school to the point where, like, I wasn't getting enough sleep every night. I would, like, work on homework all the time. I did soccer and swimming, so, like, for me it was year-round sports just about. I graduated out of that conversation. That's a great comment right there. I just saw that. I had a really tough high school schedule, and by the time I was a senior, I was also doing swimming, soccer, and, you know, when I was on the swim team, we would do dry land practice in the mornings and the regular swim practice in the evenings. So I would end up doing about 8 practices in a 5-day period. Weekends, we'd usually be traveling. A calm weekend was a rarity. And so, you know, I 2 hours in the evenings and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, an hour in the mornings, plus burning all those calories. It was a fun time. And I say that with heavy sarcasm. You know, all my classes ended up being AP courses. So I was taking 5 AP classes when I was a senior. Yeah, it was all AP. I ended up graduating, though, with about 32 college credits by the time I graduated high school. So I was very proud of that. Almost, almost a full year done. So it was crazy. So my transition going from that to then college was pretty darn straightforward. I transitioned to the classes and everything just took just fine. The part that made it rough is that I ended up joining the soccer team at Michigan Tech, which is where I went to university.
This is one of the most prominent engineering courses or colleges, isn't it?
In Michigan, it's,
I think it's third in the States, isn't it?
I think it's third. It made top 25. I know that for sure. And of recent, it might have gone even higher. So I don't know. I'm trying to think of so the rough part there was that first year I definitely did soccer, and we were in men's club team. So we weren't actually recognized by the university. Mm. So at least as a varsity sport. So very little support, and it was all player driven. So we had dues we had to pay and things like that. We had to provide our own travel if we were going to go anywhere and play in tournaments. So it was just expensive, and it ended up being a huge time sink because we practiced hard, 2 hours every night of the week. And we could only get field time because we weren't a varsity support from 10 p.m. till midnight. And then I had 8 a.m. because I was a freshman, and I just had that crap schedule. So it did not end up being a good arrangement. So I ended up not playing soccer then on into the future. But then I joined another organization, which is the Aerospace Enterprise, and I became a satellite engineer, basically an aerospace engineer. So I got a minor in aerospace engineering, and that kept me incredibly busy because I ended up becoming a team lead for the ground support equipment team.
I remember that.
Yep, that was an exceptional opportunity, getting to be hands-on with satellite hardware. I ran our clean room, and then I was also in charge of our lab facilities at Michigan Tech.
Hmm.
I did that until I graduated. So
give me one second. Chad, if you guys have any questions for us, anything that is on your mind, make sure you put it in the chat so we can answer any questions you guys have when we have time, when we're actually paying attention to the chat, when we're not actually trying to pay attention to what we're saying.
Yeah, thank you, Bren.
just letting them know, because I don't know if they have any questions or anything, the listeners, so they actually have a voice.
By the way, Bren, I'm going to try and keep calling you Soup now because I forget that.
That's fine. No, Soup is my name. I get it. Yeah. That's my PS4 name. I get it.
Yeah, I have to call you Soup because every time I try thinking of Soup, I call you Bren. And I know you don't go by Bren. It's Brennan.
No, normally they call me by my first four letters of my last name, like Pels, Pelzer. Normally that's what they call me by. That's high school and college. They'll either call me BP, they'll call me Pelzer. So Bren's not a normal nickname that I'm used to hearing.
Oh, okay. See, when I think of Bren, I think of Bren gun, the Bren gun, but
the Bren gun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bren gun.
It's something that's Bren. With me. But thank you, by the way, for telling the listeners. Not eager to talk about school. Go ahead. Okay. Well, I mean,
what's my name ID on what? Are you talking about PS4? Is that what you're talking about, Sori?
There's so many different platforms nowadays.
Yeah, I have so many IDs on all social media, on
of course
gaming console, Steam, everything.
My Instagram is SuperB1222. That's my Instagram. My PS4 name is SuperB1134.
The guy in call.
That's it.
Which one? There's three of us. I'm guy
there
one.
There is three of us.
There's guy one, there's guy two, guy one, and then there's guy three.
So we can be thing one, thing two, thing three. That's what we can be for Halloween.
I call thing one. Oh, actually, that should be Dan.
I'll be...
No. I want to be thing three. That works for
thing
me.
Thing three?
Yes.
Thing three.
Without name.
I don't know.
Oh, probably talking about me.
Yeah, probably me. Talaman. Talaman is, Gaming.
Yeah, this is Talaman Gaming. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a gamer. He streams. He let's plays. He does a lot of shit. Not even gonna lie.
That's quite a few things nowadays. I keep myself busy.
You do. You always do.
I don't like to rest, apparently. Hey, I don't like Nigger,
would you be mad at me?
For what?
If I'm playing a little bit of Siege.
No, I wouldn't be.
Right now? Dan, I was actually thinking about that myself. I was thinking, oh, there's Halloween specials now going on. Maybe I want to go video gaming, like, right in the middle of this live
stream. I mean, you can. You can if you want. Because, like, honestly, I'm still playing Siege. I was playing Siege before, and I got the Halloween special skin. Now, I didn't press the button for getting the special. You have to get 20 kills while attacking in the Halloween special, and I didn't get it yet. I'm 14 out of 20. I'm so
close. I think you can get that.
I'm going to. It's just I forgot about it.
I've been on a huge The Long Dark kick, and they're actually doing a Halloween event, like 4 days of night, I think.
Ooh.
I want to participate in that. That sounds cool.
There's a hunting game I want to do. Their hunting special that you get to hunt werewolves and giant spiders.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to task at hand.
Yeah, task at hand. okay, I actually wanted to ask both of you this. This is kind of a jumbled up mess of questions, but how do you feel about the Supreme Court and what they're saying about social media and their involvement with freedom of speech and then talking during the political campaigns? Oh, that was a lisp if I've ever heard one.
Are you talking about like the news stations, or are you talking about just social media in general? Like,
well,
what do you mean by social media?
I'm more or less referring to the Mark Zuckerberg problem. It's not a problem. It's just the talk about allowing, say, YouTube, or not YouTube, what am I talking about? Facebook and Twitter and, like, those posts to go out during political campaigns. Like, do you think it's a problem? Like, I do believe in freedom of speech for the United States, but do you think they're going too far by taking it away, or do you think it's not taking it too far?
Well, I mean, it's the owner's discretion. I mean, the owners own the platforms. And I mean, if they want them to let people like voice their opinions, I mean, let them voice their opinions. I mean, I'll be honest with the chat. I'm a right wing supporter. And it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care that Trump tweets. I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me by any means, 'cause I don't use Twitter, but like, voicing opinions like normal everyday people, not like the rich people, you know what I mean? Like the people that like have a say. I mean, we have a say, but it's really at the bottom. We can't really decide what they do. The only thing we can do is vote. That's about it. I mean, if that's a platform we can get our voice out there, I mean, that would be, that's good. Mm. That's better for us. I think people that want to voice their opinions use the platform of social media to actually voice their opinions about things, and people listen.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And that's a very valid point. T, what do you think?
Well, I was trying to read up like what, so you mentioned Supreme Court. What occurred most recently in terms of the Supreme Court, the most recent one that I'm able to come up with, like a June 17th, 2019 article in PS Mag, but I don't think that's what you're referring to. Is there a specific instance you're referring to, or are you just talking about the newest announcement from Twitter saying they won't participate in social media and allow, political campaign posts?
See, I know that they were bringing it to the Supreme Court's attention about political campaigns through Twitter, through Facebook. But this was not just on news outlets. This was on currently I listen to what is it called? Oh my gosh, I can't even think. TV6. There we go. TV6. And someone made the comment on TV6. Does the Supreme Court have rule over freedom of speech if it's through the social media platforms? And I was thinking, that's very interesting. And then who did Mark Zuckerberg have to go in front of? Was that the Supreme Court? Or
no, it was Congress.
That was Congress? Okay.
He did a congressional hearing on the influence of
social media.
Yep, social media.
Yeah. I want to hear what you have to think about Mark Zuckerberg in front of the Supreme Court, but I kind of want to just, I guess, narrow this down into what do you guys think about like social media being allowed or not allowed for political campaigns? I know Trump has been getting in trouble with Twitter, and a lot of people are like saying, no, no, he's not allowed to talk on Twitter. Like, I know, I thought it was the Supreme Court was trying to shut him down a while ago. But
I really, I try to stay away from just reading too much of that because I'll get upset.
No,
it upsets me just watching like the, I mean, I'm not trying to be biased by any means, but like say CNN's pro Hillary or pro like left wing and Fox is pro right wing. I mean, I don't think that should be allowed. I think it should be open-minded to everyone. I mean, every news station shouldn't be biased.
Okay.
By any means. I think it should be.
So you're actually of the opinion that, yeah, so should the media honestly be unbiased, right? Is that the pinnacle of news reporting is like be is unbiased? Biased.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that.
They're trying to give us news. They're trying to give us news for what's going on today. It shouldn't be, oh, let me open up CNN today and see what's going on with Hillary. It should be, let's open up CNN today and see what's going on around the world.
Mm-hmm. And that, well, that's become such a difficult point, right? Because nowadays they can get a, well, right, the traditional ideas heralded by news and reporting and things like that was always this unbiased report the facts. But nowadays you see a lot of channels are like entertainment news, mm-hmm. right? Where they're not there just to tell you what's going on. They are there to entertain their viewers, keep people watching, because guess what? It's run by the ads. Right, the companies that pay for the ads on the stations so that
right.
the station makes money because they make it by ratings, and that's really unfortunate. It's right, like how do you have a moral backbone when you know Joe Schmo down the road is paying your bills by how many people you have watching? And it's the same kind of a thing that you do see on YouTube. Is like it's honestly, it's pandering, right? You pander to your audience so that you can attract the most people to watch you say whatever gets them to watch more. It's a feedback right. loop.
So could I?
Yeah, definitely go ahead.
No, I want you to finish your thought. But
that
right
was it.
That was it.
Yeah, go.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
I kind of want to add in my 2 cents. Because one of my majors was English writing, mm-hmm. and I had to take journalism, and it was just one class.
This will be interesting.
Oh, heck with that.
It was interesting because the professor that we had was brand new. She was brand mm-hmm. new, and I've never seen her before. She was really nice, but one of the things she asked me to do for one of the articles, and I had to look around, what was it? It was Upper Michigan, like it wasn't just Marquette. I had to look around Houghton area. I had to look around just like I was a news outlet. I'm not going to swear, but like, what's a good word that's not like I wasn't trying to heck myself out, but like I was looking for news. But she was telling me, like, when I finished my article, and this article was on lack of pay for cops. She said, try and spice it up a bit. And I said, well, how do you want me to do that? And she said, try and spice it up with violence, with criticism, with possible threats. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she gave me this exact advice. Well, what is the one thing that people fear from cops the most? And I was like, probably being shot. And she said, well, there you go. And then I was like, that doesn't make sense. Like, how does that add up? She said, lack of pay equals more bodies. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Journalism.
No. There. I didn't flinch or anything. I was just stunned. I didn't say anything mm-hmm. at that time. And that scared me because she was serious about this. And like the thing is, this article wasn't going to reach any headlines or anything. But to suggest that to a student.
Wow.
And I was dumbfounded. But like, I still remember to this day. And one of my friends, Susan, that was in that class with me, she was talking. And this is like, I know a lot of people are against or pro abortion, but she had to talk about abortion. And that mm-hmm. was a big issue because many
big people topic.
In class it is. We're very topic. Offended and upset about this. And she,
that's unfortunate.
And it was horrible because she gave her that article.
Uh-huh.
I just, oh, but the thing is, you can't go against your professors, because if you do, it has to be for a very good reason, and you have to have some way of backing it out. Like,
they have your grade in their hands.
They do.
They got you by the balls, excuse the French.
They do.
They do. I had
like, you either do this or you fail. Well, I guess I'm doing this.
I had
your take on it, not the professor's.
Yeah, I had to retake a soc course because one of the professors literally screwed me over, mm-hmm. and it was horrible. But the thing is, she got in trouble, and she had sex with many students.
Okay, and, okay. Wow, turning is dirty.
No, it's very time. She's no longer on mute, and I'm really happy.
Do you have this chat flagged for explicit material, Dan?
Oh,
yes, probably it does.
I don't think so yet right now. I'm pretty sure I'm not seeing the explicit flag.
Whoops, but I will.
Halloween
Yep.
Halloween.
Halloween. Oh.
Halloween.
But anywho, I would like to hear from you guys a little bit. Like, I would also love to hear from you guys, if that's okay.
Chat.
I'm talking to chat. Yeah, I'm talking to chat now. But I would like to hear from you guys and what your thoughts are for, I guess, the future of possibly the internet, with Mark Zuckerberg saying, hey, this is freedom of speech, and like the government saying, hey, this might have to be taken down during political campaigns, and like what that would change.
Let's do chat time.
Chat time. We're gonna force them to type.
Yeah.
No, I mean, can they call in? They can call in, right? They can call in for a certain amount of time, ask their question.
True.
And be
fine,
right?
They could.
That could be a thing. That could be a thing.
Would you guys that? Would you like to call in and possibly talk to me, myself, and I? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. You can talk to me, Vager.
Boot these two yahoos right out of here. Bring in the contenders.
Yeah, I kick you both, and I'm just bringing in everyone else. what did he say? Sorry, I cannot. I have this little thing in front of you, Sour, so I can't.
But
see.
I'm in bed. Yes, I want. But I'm in bed. There it is.
Oh, okay.
We'll read it out loud to you.
Thank you.
But I mean, if you want to call in,
you're
in bed. You have more time to talk.
Or if you'd like, you can text. I mean, that works too. Sorry,
I'm not sour.
I mean, I'm not either. I didn't cut myself with battery acid.
Wait. So is it
Suri? Who are you?
Oh.
Interesting.
We have an imposter in chat.
Here we go.
It's Suri.
It is. It's Suri.
It's Suri?
Siri.
Siri?
Siri. Hello, Siri.
Apparently, Siri is going to be calling in. Oh, we'll have the representative of the androids in chat right now.
Oh, interesting. Also, it's
not Siri.
Not Siri. I'm glad that you clarified that with us, because I would have probably called you Sour or Sorry or whatever else there was. I don't know. I would mess it up every other time until I got you. I'm joking.
Let's get you to call in S. We're going to start calling you S. We're going to call you S. I don't want to mess up the name. So go ahead and call in. We can take your phone call and
give you $1 million.
Answer any questions you have, we can answer it for you.
If I had $1 million, I would actually be very happy right now.
I wouldn't be on if I phone had $1 million. Yeah, I'd be doing something else. I'm sorry, Dan.
I get it.
Guys would be.
What was that in relation to? Why were you saying if I had $1 million? Like, that was like a side comment. I was like, if I had
$1 million, comment and a half.
He's just like, he's just stargazing out there. He's just totally distracted from chat.
If I had $1 million, I would buy.
He's drifting a little bit.
No, I was actually offering it to Siri because like, if you want to come in for $1 million, there you go. But
I mean,
I wish I had $1 million.
My paycheck, Dan. We got things to talk about. You got $3 million sitting over there?
Yeah, $3 million. Just right here. Just
I think I'm in the wrong job.
111.
I think I'm in the wrong job.
What does he say?
So do you know each other?
I don't know soup. We just met right now on here live. This is a live handshake. Shake, shake.
Shake, shake.
Perfect. You just watched
it. But I play with Vigor on PS4 all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. See, and I'm in the other corner, and I'm always on Steam playing different, like Astroneer or a couple other games with Dan.
Yep.
Soup. There it is. No, it's tasty.
Is Suri going to call in?
Come on, Suri. We're requesting
a phone call right now.
I would be
so expecting it. Come on now. We want to hear it.
The silence approaches.
Yes, if anybody else wants to call in, not just Siri, but if anybody else wants to call in, it's open game right now. It's chat time with Vagar. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Chat time with Vagar. Story time with friends.
So, like, do they get one question and they gotta like bug out, or are we talking and chat?
We'll give them a couple minutes. We'll give them 2-3 minutes, and then
okay, all right, I'll like put a timer up.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You can also voice your opinion, and the next guy comes in, and
yeah, you can tell us a story. You can ask us questions. You can talk about.
Can we have 3 minute story time?
Oh, that'd
3 minute
fun.
Story time.
Oh, wait. Story time. I like that idea.
Okay, wait. I want everyone to think about a story real quick in call, and also out of call if you want to join us. And I want you to tell it. So we're gonna start with T. I'm gonna start it with you.
All right. Okay. I'll actually pick up my story from earlier. So, all right, who's going to start the clock? I got 3 minutes. We'll see where the story goes.
Start it in 10 seconds.
All right.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go ahead.
Go. A man named Joe wakes up in a bed. He looks around himself. He's wondering how he arrived. He sees the ceiling above him. It's painted blue and white with a stripe around the edge. He sits up in bed and he takes a look. It's a one-bedroom apartment. He walks out. He looks around. He's kind of hungry. He walks
out
to the fridge.
This is not bedtime stories.
The fridge contains a toaster strudel. He takes it out, pops in the toaster. He pops back out and he takes the little like icing, puts it on top. And he's like, that's a good breakfast right there.
Damn it, you're
making me bawl. I can't stop yawning.
The front door, and he looks left, and he looks right. He looks left, and he sees a car down the street. He looks right, and he sees a person riding a bike. Today, he decides to walk right. He starts walking down the road. He gets a block and a half. He looks left, and he looks right. What does he see? It's a neighborhood. It's his nice, bright neighborhood. It's in the morning. It's about 10 a.m.
I like the voice.
There's A-frame houses around him. That must mean he's in a snowy area. The snow belt. This must be a better time of year right now. It must be summertime. It's warm. The grass is green. There's a crispness to the air, though, so it must be late in the season. He continues walking. He gets downtown. Once he's downtown, he realizes, I should be at work right now. He walks another block. He makes it to work. He steps inside. He works at a bookstore. The bookstore is his bookstore. He owns it. He's got aisles and aisles and aisles of books. He's very proud of his bookstore. He opens it for the day. It's a small, sleepy town. He can open it whenever he wants. His first customer walks in. He rings the little bell. He comes to the front. He says, hello, customer. What would you like today? And the customer says, I am looking for a normal novel, something not too exciting, something easy reading. Our man Joe says, I have just the book for you. You're listening to it right now.
Wow. That was touching.
how many minutes was that? I kept talking.
That was exactly 3. That was exactly 3 minutes.
What? Oh, yeah. I literally didn't have a timer up. That was awesome.
That's wild. I was counting the call time.
All right, sweet.
I loved it.
Okay. All right. That was completely off the cuff. I have no idea how that happened.
So, Brennan, I believe it's your turn.
I'm excited.
Good luck.
What kind of story do you want me to tell? That's the real question.
That is completely up to you.
That is up to you.
Oh, geez. All right. I want to hear. I want chat to tell me what kind of story they want me to tell.
No. No help for you. Come on.
You don't get no help.
All right. No.
We're
going to
learn about the three little piggies.
All right. Well, you think of where you want to take this story. You take just a second. I'm going to get a timer all set. We will get you all set up for this. Give me 2 seconds.
I'm not a good storyteller.
Siri, we're putting you to sleep and everyone else into sleep. And if any of you are driving, please don't listen.
Please don't listen. For your safety, disclaimer, do not listen to our stories while you are driving or operating heavy machinery. Our stories may put you to sleep, cause drowsiness, or lack of attention.
Sounds like a drug. Sounds like one of those over-the-counter drugs they try to tell you on the
during the last like 2 seconds of the ad. It's like every single bad thing may cause bleeding from the anus, and you're like, how did that just come up? And that was like 2 seconds right there.
It tells you all the good things at the beginning. They're like,
yep.
It's like really right quiet, really, really fast. Like they sped it up like times 40, and they're like, oh, well, we don't want you to know what the bad things are.
I don't agree with that. I think that should be you know, wrong to do. You spend half your ad telling me how many good things are going to happen. You spend half of it telling me how I'm going to die early. So
it's kind of weird. Right. I actually like ads now. Like I actually listen to them because they're funny. But anyways,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
So I'm going to tell you guys about a story with a little guy in a little house. So this guy, real poor as a child. His mom died when he was young.
Oh, God.
His dad wasn't there around much. So he was really poor whenever he was a kid, but he wanted to make something of his life. So he worked really hard in this factory. Every day he would wake up making 30 cents an hour. Didn't really have anything to live on but soup and bread. So one day, he wakes up and says, I'm going to do this. So he puts on his work clothes. He goes into work. He walks into his boss's office and he looks at his boss, looking impatient as hell, and says, boss, I want a raise. His boss says, you don't deserve a raise. You haven't done anything for me. He looks at his boss and says, well, you know, I quit. He leaves the factory. He goes home in his little house, you know, because, you know, he doesn't make a lot of money. So he has a little baby house. So when he gets home, he sits at the table looking at nothing because he doesn't own anything except this tiny little house. He gets up out of his, you know, his little seat he has, makeshift seat he has, and he goes to the local, store and gets a newspaper. He finds a job listing at the same factory that he just quit from. The end.
God, that's depressing.
He's got a minute left, man. You better eke this out. You still got 60 seconds. Come on.
Okay. I'm sorry. You never told me when I was done. Okay. So
nope.
When he goes back to the factory, because you know he doesn't have any money, he asks his boss for his job back. His boss says, no, you don't deserve it. Stop making me laugh. So
got more depressing.
Left.
So he goes.
Daniel, he goes going into story time with friends.
He goes home. He finds the heaviest piece of rope he can.
No. And
listen. He ties some knots. And at the end, he tied the monkey knot.
I'll give that one to you. You're done. That was your full 3 minutes. I'll bet we were laughing in the middle of it. I mean, oh, man, you dragged that one out hard.
Listen,
3 minutes of content.
You threw me on the spot.
I mean, if we were telling personal
stories, I thought I would be doing good. But no, we were telling made-up stories, you know? So I had to think of something like, I can't tell the three little piggies because, you know, it's already been told.
Oh, you could have put your own spin on it, though. Like, you could have told about, like, the three little piggies in the Bronx, right? So, like, it's brick walls everywhere. And how is the first one finding his house made of straw? It's a fire hazard. He's working in the factory district. Dear God, what are you doing with straw? Like, would have been such a good story, but like you chose to go with the man who ties a monkey knot after quitting and rejoining his job.
By the way, we're doing story time with friends right now for everyone who's just joining in.
3-minute made-up story.
Yeah, 3-minute made-up story. And it's just on the clock, on the go.
Oh, jeez.
And now, that's outstanding. Now, Dan, you're up next, but you've had like 8 minutes to prepare. So I'm expecting some top-tier quality out of you, all made up, off the cuff.
Right? I literally got nothing, man.
Jeez, come on. I could even tell another story right now. Like, I'd be good to go right now.
But it's literally, I didn't think of anything this entire time.
Where are you from? Sorry.
What is that language? Because I need to start referencing it.
Where are you from?
Oh, that sounds good.
That's actually really cool.
That's cool. I had no idea. That's awesome.
I know what Vagar means, so that's fun.
I'm Iranian. Nice. Iranian.
I appreciate
that. Do you speak good English? I mean, you can call in.
Yeah, at any time.
Even if it's broken English, we can try to decipher it.
Yeah, I mean, we're honest. Like,
being honest,
accept you. See, that's fine. If you
Google Translate out, we're good.
Yeah.
Google. Don't they have a new like earbud that can actually do like real time translation for like 26 languages?
Yeah. My aunt just bought one actually, and it's awesome. She has an $800. I don't even know what it is, but like it does everything. You can talk into it; it will do it. And then it hooks up to her phone, and it's just,
Jealous. $800.
We're gonna wait on Vager's story time until you call in. Sorry, I'm not gonna sit here and beg you anymore. You're just gonna call in. And you're gonna tell us a story.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to now. We're putting you on the spot. So anybody else in chat that wants Suri to call in. You know, just make sure you put in the chat, like, hey, call in, sorry. Like,
there is also quite a few other people listening in, but...
Okay. You don't... No story. That's fine. I just want you to call in. That's perfectly fine with us.
Suri, a story. Or sell, like, 3-person, 3 voices.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Bart. I missed you. But, yeah, Suri, you can just talk. Like, that's perfectly fine.
Whatever's on your mind.
Goddess has got a story for us.
Goddess. Aloha. Ooh.
Once upon a time. Let's get it.
That's Once actually a good down.
Thing. Man Maybe. Ate a toaster strudel.
Oh my God.
No, can't.
Okay, well, they're deciding on whether or not to call in. Like, Dan, you got 3 minutes on the clock. You got to make up a story because I am not letting you get away with not telling a made-up story.
All right.
So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Once upon a time, in a wasteland that was not of this world, there was a man from Earth who traveled the stars, who tried to be the best man he could be. He crossed countless galaxies, countless planets, worked countless hours just to survive. And he crossed the desert that was known of the silk, that was known of the gold, and that was known for its war. And on this sandy road, he found himself lost, and then once again found by a young maiden near the same age as him. And he followed her for several miles, and asked her name, but every time she would stop and turn, and she would look into his deep gray eyes with a hint of blue, and just stare. And as they walked on, his eyes began to wander and look towards the sky, and the sky was a deep, but beautiful green, with no cloud in sight. And then, on the final day of his travel, he found shade behind a boulder, and laid behind that boulder for days, until another wanderer stepped into his path. And that wanderer laid exactly where that man had laid. Over time, the sand grew and grew and grew, and those bodies were stacked up on one another. But no one would see these bodies, since they were in the sand. The golden silk sand, they called it. No one asked, no one told, no one said anything on these travels. They only looked. They only saw. They only did what they could.
Oops.
As time went on, the planet began to die. But every traveler who ever laid in that same exact spot had the same image going through their eyes. And that image was from the planet, telling those travelers to follow so that their last moments may be in rest, so that they may rest their feet, rest their head beneath the sun, but without dread. Within shadow's reach.
You're done. Oh,
thank you. I literally.
I thought you were winding down to an end. Like, you were right there, man. You were so close. It was so good.
No, that was it. I had nothing else to say, so I'm done.
So let's get the comments back up. We had Gotta say everyone has to continue the last person sentence with their spin, etc. What else? Sori couldn't call in. It said she couldn't call in. So I don't know how to fix that, Vigor. I think I have to figure that one out.
Wait, Sori, try again now. I think I fixed it.
I really called in.
We totally believe you. Go ahead and try calling in once more for us. We're adjusting some settings. We're still learning the software ourselves.
But it's not working.
Don't flick that. Dan, leave it off.
No.
There it is. Yep.
I just had to reset it. Hello, Sori.
Hi.
Oh, I hear you.
Hey. Hello. Welcome.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Right there.
So how are you?
It's obvious. I just woke up.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning to you.
It's 11 o'clock at night for us.
No, it's only 11 o'clock for you. It's 8:30 for me.
Oh.
It is 7:08 for me.
Okay. Wow. And see, time difference is really interesting, don't you think?
Oh, definitely.
Well, it's not interesting.
I think they are.
I think it's cool to think about how the sun rotates, and that is our time zone.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that if the sun's out, that's daytime, and we are allowed to be out. But if it's nighttime, that's when we have to go to bed. And through, like, in China right now, it would be nearing morning, I believe. But where I am currently in the States, it's nighttime, and most people are asleep, except for Talman and Bren and me, because we're weirdos.
Yeah, we are awake at all times of the day.
Yep, all the time, every day.
So interesting thing to note about... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Sori. Is that how we pronounce your name? I'm sorry, we should get confirmation of that.
It is Sori.
Sori, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lovely name.
I can't roll my R, I'm sorry.
Sori.
I can't do that.
Don't be sorry. It is Sori.
Don't be sorry, be Sori.
That was wonderful.
That's good.
Can I ask
you? Yeah, go for it.
Where are you from?
Go ahead.
No. You go, T.
Okay. I'm living in California, and I grew up in Michigan, where Dan is.
Yeah, I'm currently in Michigan.
Okay. And Brent? How is California? We just news that is flooding and it's messed up. I mean, the California.
Yeah, we've got like all the natural disasters except for crazy hurricanes. And I guess too much snow, which is Michigan's problem. But yeah, the areas I'm living in, I'm like surrounded by fire right now.
That's kind of fun. Mm. It probably won't touch me though. I'm safe. And then
we got to start calling the authorities because you're surrounded by fire.
Yeah, I'm looking across the street. No, not that bad. Some people it is though. It's certainly a major concern out here. And some of the complications, of course, are directly attributed to global warming and the drying out and the aridness of the region increasing over time. So life's changing for us.
How do you call your name?
So pronounce it Talaman.
Talaman. Talaman? Okay.
Yes, Talaman. Yeah. Yep.
Talaman. Okay. So what about the next? Vigor?
Vigor. Yeah. No worries. Vigor? You can say it however you want. But it's pronounced Vigor. And
Vigor.
Yeah. Okay. I've had so many people mess it up, so don't worry about it if you do.
No, I try to pronounce it Vigor. Vigor.
Yeah. You're good. You're doing wonderful.
Oh, thank you. What about you? You live in California too?
No. I'm currently in Michigan. I'm in the cold. I'm where it's really cold right
I'm
now.
Jealous.
Huh, I bet you are. I love the cold.
What?
I said I love the cold. Like, I've grown up in it most of my life.
Yeah, I love cold too. But here where I'm living, it is hot.
Mm, yeah.
It's not that
cold. May I ask a question?
Yeah.
You're from Iran? Or?
Yeah.
Am I? Okay. How is the weather there?
So it's different in different parts.
Okay.
I'm living in south, and it's still warm. It is not that cold. Just raining sometimes.
Okay. Are you about to go to work, or are you about to get up for school, or may I ask?
Oh, no. Thankfully, okay. Today is off, and I'm going to sleep more.
You get to sleep more. That's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, my off day.
Yeah, I don't get a sleep in anymore. But I only sleep about 4.5 hours, I think. Usually.
Because you are a gamer.
No.
It's just because you're a gamer.
Correct assessment right there.
I am a gamer. You are right. But I have a weird thing where I only need around 4 to 4.5 hours of sleep, and I'm perfectly fine. Like, I don't need the whole 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
He's so lucky.
So I don't think I ever got to say my state.
No,
so
go ahead.
Understand the difference. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you guys off, but I'm from Pennsylvania. You know, the land of the different changing weather every day. So, like, I would wake up and it'd be snowing, and when I go to bed, it'll be baking hot.
Oh my god!
It'll be fall one day, and then it'll be, I'm serious.
You had a burning bus like a week ago.
It was a buried bus, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It happened.
I thought it was burning. I thought it was on fire.
No. It was a pothole. It was a sinkhole, I mean. Not a pothole, a sinkhole.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Can you pronounce your name?
Brennan?
Yeah.
Brennan? Yeah, Brennan. Brennan, yeah.
Brennan. Okay.
Yep.
Wicker, Brandon, and Talaman.
Talaman.
Yes.
Yep. Talaman.
Yeah. Good job.
Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. I do. We really appreciate it. We really do. Now everyone knows it's not that hard to call in.
Exactly.
Well, we're
gonna.
I
was trying to call, but it was not working.
I think Dan had a setting off, so.
We
can all blame him. We can point the finger.
Yeah, you can just point the finger.
Point it at him. Yeah, that's what we always.
I think I had to turn it off, then turn it back on, so it allow you to come in. So no worries. I think it's literally the site,
and it can join and it can called in, and yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
It is the first time that.
Okay. Well, we'll catch you later. Okay, Siri.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Text. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Text.
Have a good day.
We'll definitely keep an eye on chat. No worries.
Yeah.
Texting. So I cut off.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, okay? That was wonderful. She was so nice.
That was
very nice.
A round of applause from the audience for our guest star of the evening.
Yeah.
Or morning, depending on where you live.
True. And if any of you would like to come in.
I want to see Daniel Yowell come in. You know, Nebraska boy. I want to see it. I want to see him call in.
The All-American right there.
The All-American Nebraska. But he has a Canadian...
I see that. We got some complicated signals.
Yeah, I was not sure what he wants to do. He's not sure whether he wants to be Canadian or Nebraskan. He's not really sure.
He wants to move to Canada. That's what it is.
Or was he from Canada originally and he moved in...
I don't believe it. You can't do that.
Anything's possible, but
you can't move. You can't move from Canada to Nebraska. It doesn't happen like that. You can't cross borders.
There's no way that's possible.
There's no borders to get from the Canadian to the United States.
You're right. There is no border. It's woods, and you can walk through it if you want.
That's what I mean. No border.
No border.
If you go down to Mexico, that's a different story.
A much different story.
Mm. Oh.
Let's see.
Want to hear stories from Canada. Let's get it.
3-minute made-up stories from Canada time?
Come on, Daniel.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to hear about the polar bears walking in.
Let's see if Daniel will do it first. If he can come in first, that'd be great. Yeah. And then we'll do some made-up stories with Daniel.
I will be ever grateful if you come in, Daniel.
I might actually cry if you call in.
If you call in,
I
would actually cry because I'll be happy.
I would pay for that.
I would pay for that. What are we now? Are we a gifting system?
We'll give you $1 million if you call into us right now.
What? 1 million going to the first caller.
Well, sorry, you got $1 million, sweetie.
Oh, I wish I had $1 million right now. I just would throw that.
We have talked about this. I want $1 million too.
All right, yeah. Brandon, we're all going for a dream.
Pay her.
We're all going for a dream here.
World class.
Okay, so it looks like other people are choosing to be. A little bit reclusive, so we should attempt to entertain ourselves.
That's fine. I'm down for that.
Okay. So, what would you guys like? Would you
let's do some made-up stories from Canada. I'm down for that.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Let's do some made-up stories.
All right. Same blocking order? Yeah, go for it.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to start the timer. Whoa. Pump the brakes there, Sonny Jim.
Sunny Jim, there it is.
All right.
He's not even the oldest person in the call.
No, I'm not.
No, I meant never mind.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, sorry, chat. That was not meant for you. That was not meant for you.
Didn't even mute yourself.
I tried. I actually tried. I didn't make it.
Dear God, amateur hour has arrived. Wow.
I can smell that somehow. I feel it in my nostril. I'm just like, oh.
Oh, what is that?
Fan.
Is that garlic?
Is that garbage?
Burping internationally. There it is.
So the marvel of technology has just allowed a microphone pressure transducer to convert the sound wave energy into electricity and then pass it across the airwaves and the wires and the transcontinental transatlantic fiber optic cable, which can carry like 6 terabytes per second, and transmitted that over to probably Iraq or Iran. And so Suri could actually hear you burp as the microphone and then her speaker, which is a couple of pieces of metal literally clicking off of each other using a magnetic influence, and produce the sound for them. I cannot believe the fact that your burp just traveled like a couple thousand miles in the fraction of a second.
I don't think Google has Nerd Translate. Can hold on.
Okay, here, I'll Nerd Translate for you because I'm not as smart as Tony.
Good night, Spoopy friends. Bart. Good night, buddy.
Good night, Bart.
Good night, Bart.
Yeah, The sound was produced by the mouth, and then she heard it with her ear holes. Yep.
She heard it with her ear holes.
My earbuds are now vibrating. Well, if I was wearing earbuds, actually, that would be horrible. I hate earbuds.
I'm wearing my my gaming headset.
Oh, yep, well, gaming over the ear headphones. Yep.
Yep.
I love it.
All right. So, all right,
let's 3 minute story time.
Poopy time.
10.
Canadian story.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, 3 minutes.
So I went to Canada one time. I went to Niagara Falls. I saw a black squirrel. I didn't know they had black squirrels. That's not a racist thing or anything, but like I met a black squirrel. Like that was awesome. I tried to catch it. It's too fast. So I went to the local store, got some syrup. I cooked the syrup and I got a leaf, one of those little Canadian leaves. I don't know what they're called. I hope that Daniel can help me out with those Canadian leaves. What tree does that come from?
Maple.
Is it that's a Canadian tree. That's exactly what it's called. It's a maple. So I went to Canada, got a Canadian leaf, and I got some Canadian syrup. I took that Canadian syrup to the hotel we were staying at in Canada and used it on my pancakes. It was pretty good. They were actually maple-flavored pancakes, if you didn't know that.
Maple-flavored?
It really was. They had maple-flavored pancakes, and I used my maple syrup on my maple-flavored pancakes.
2 minutes left.
So technically, it's Canadian story time. So technically, I had double, so it would be pancakes maple times two. And I had some eggs, some Canadian eggs. I didn't know if, like, do they drizzle syrup all over the chickens to make the maple-flavored eggs? ? Okay. So when I was in Canada, I got the mint chocolate chip ice cream. I think it's Toronto, right? Is that Toronto right across the border from New York, right? Niagara Falls. Is that Toronto? No, it's not Toronto, is it?
But Toronto is in Canada.
No, I know that, but like right across, like Niagara Falls, the city right beside Niagara Falls. What is that? Is that Toronto or Ontario?
Keep going. Story time.
Okay.
Story time.
Sorry. It really
make it up.
Okay.
Canada. No one knows.
I was in Toronto, and I met this fella, and he was the nicest guy ever. Right. He told me that he knew the secret way, so I believed him, and I went to his house, and you know me thinking he was gonna serve me some pancakes with some maple syrup, which I was really excited for. So I went to his house and he grabbed me by my hand and said, "Let's pray." So I said, "All right, buddy, let's pray." So he grabbed me by my hands, grabbed his wife hand in hand. And he said, "Let's get ready to die." I said, "What?" And he said, "Let's do it, buddy." And I said, "I'm not ready to die yet." And he said, "Well, you can't die without maple pancakes." The end.
10 seconds left. Stretch it out. 7, 6.
Maple pancakes are really good. You guys should try them. Right, Story?
And done.
I'm sorry.
I'm laughing, but I'm like, what just happened? We have two separate stories. One we alluded to is suicide at the end of it, and the next story he's like pack suicide, and we're just the theme is continuing.
It's not my fault.
I don't know whose fault it is.
It's definitely not mine.
Are you going on like WikiTunes or something when you're getting like somebody's pre-written story and you're just reading it to us? Because otherwise,
no, I'm playing at the moment. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, is he so distracted?
If anyone wants to join in and give a fake story time or a real story time, we're here to listen.
Where did it come from?
Where did it go? Cotton Eye Canadian Joe.
She's so confused right now. She has no clue.
I'm confused. What are you talking about?
Hey, Sorry, doesn't even know if she's like dreaming or awake. Hey,
I'm creative.
Canadian Daniel has just joined the chat.
Yes. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much.
Oh, yes, you sound Canadian.
He sounds Nebraskan at the same time. He's got that nice blend.
I'm from Canada, but okay. Okay.
You're not from Canada?
No.
Wow. You're still going to tell us a story about Canada, though.
Yeah. You
can't diss us on that.
Funny thing is, it's like, I have the Canadian flag, right?
Yeah.
I'm from Nebraska. Right.
Okay.
But I'm Mexican.
Nebraska's not even close to Canada, is it?
He just said he was Mexican. He's splitting borders all over the place.
Wow.
He's from everywhere.
You just mind effed me right there, buddy.
No. You don't understand. He's from three separate countries, guys.
Oh, my God. Three
separate countries. He is a bad.
So technically, you're not an immigrant, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
He's native to the continent.
Wait, not Native American. He's Native Continental.
He's technically. I'm guessing your parents were Mexican.
My dad is. My mom is.
Oh, your dad. White. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then your dad moved over into America. I'm guessing, and like you're living with them in Nebraska. Okay. So
I figured it out, guys. I'm sorry. His dad's from Mexico. His mom's from Canada, and he lives in Nebraska. I figured it out.
They met in the middle.
America bringing
people. They started walking.
Got me there. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. Culturally, I gotta behave better.
The Canada thing was like, I don't know, like a year ago. I just realized Canada for some reason.
Oh, that's fair.
It's the black squirrels. Yeah. It has to be the black squirrels.
The maple pancakes. The maple pancakes, man.
Oh, that reminds me of Adventure Time. Maple pancakes. Maple pancakes. That thing.
Yeah.
It's not even maple pancakes. It's bacon pancakes. But
what about that? What's that one show with that little boy and the whale? What's that called?
Oh, Flapjack.
Flapjack, there it is. That's what I was thinking of the whole time.
I watched that a long time ago. That scared me.
All right, well, gentlemen, I think, Daniel, you said you had like a thing for Canada about like a year ago, you said, right? So you learned a lot about Canada. You studied it intensely. You were committed to the Canadian way of life while living in Nebraska.
No, I did not.
Okay, so you never lived in Canada.
Nope.
But I'm guessing through the studies... You have a good background in the Canuck way of life. So, can you please make us up a story of your Canadian history that you have learned? Generate for us an imaginary tale about the wild green and snow drifted yonder Canada.
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 Right, let me think a little bit. I got this.
There's right, no I'm going to give you about, go right off the top of the hand.
About 10 seconds, and your timer is going to be starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Three minutes.
So there's a man, right? He's just your average man, living his life in Canada, riding this polar bear to work every day. You know, usual. So, you know, one day he was at work, and another buddy... His buddy went up to him one day and was like, hey, you want to go on a camping trip? Right? So now they're going to go camping. So now they're out in the forest, in the middle of nowhere, like 20 miles from the road. They just parked on the side of the road, got up, and left with their polar bear.
Damn right. They took
their
polar bear.
So now they're in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in the forest, and they decide to build a shelter. They're going to stay there for about 3 days. They don't have food. So they make a shelter, and then they start going to hunt with sticks. Because that's what Canadians do.
2 minutes left.
So they went out, and they found a wild pancake tree. The nice. Wild, rare pancake tree that grows maple pancake.
What flavor is it?
So they went, and they climbed that tree, and they picked... all the pancakes that they could get, except for the one pancake at the very top. So now they have all these pancakes. So now they go back to their camp, and they give a quarter of them to the polar bears, to the polar bear, and then they keep the others for tomorrow morning. They go to sleep, make a fire, then they go to sleep. They wake up the next day and find that the polar bear has eaten all of the pancakes. They don't know what to do about the polar bear now since it ate all of the pancakes. They hold a council meeting to decide what to do with the polar bear. They finally realize that the best option should be to kill the polar bear.
What do they left?
No.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
So they walk the polar bear back to the street, back to the road, 20 miles. And then they throw it in front of a car.
No.
Only for the polar bear.
Not the polar bear.
Only for the polar bear to survive miraculously.
Go polar bear.
And then the polar bear. Polar bear ran back out into the wild. So they lost the polar bear. And the polar bear is still alive. So then they decided to give up. They walked back to the camp. And then they tried looking for more pancake trees. And then...
15 seconds left. You can do it. You got this.
So they went to go back to the pancake tree because they remembered the one pancake that they left at the top because they couldn't reach it.
Oh, yes.
They decided to try to climb the pancake tree. Am I done now?
No, keep going.
I want to hear the end.
You need to know.
They climbed the tree and they died.
I vote rewrite the ending. Who else is with me? In chat, are we with this?
I'm ready.
Rewrite the ending.
Chat, are we with it? I want to see it.
We got at least three votes. Ending.
Three votes.
Dan, are we in on this?
Yes, we are having you rewrite this, sir. This is not okay.
We cannot let these brave soldiers die. They braved 40 miles of walking in one day to see a polar bear miraculously survive a car crash and make it back to their camp. So what happened?
And get the pancake tree.
What happens at the pancake tree? They climb it for that last pancake at the top.
What really happens, Daniel? What really happens? Hello, Artis.
And it starts getting very sketchy. Getting very sketchy as they reach the top of the tree. The one guy, he's a bit shorter and lighter, so they send him up the tree. He's up at the top where it's really not very sturdy. The branches are swaying everywhere.
Oh, God.
He's finally able to just barely reach the pancake. So then he climbs back down with the one pancake. Now of them only have one pancake to share for another two nights.
No.
Oh, God. Wait. How do they make it? Do they make it?
For another night. Is
it a cliffhanger?
So then they head back to camp. They split the pancake in half. And they eat it very slowly next to the fire as they drizzle maple syrup on it. And then while they're sleeping, they fed the fire to make it bigger so it would last longer. And while they were sleeping...
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't you dare. They got to survive it.
There are 11 people listening to this right now, so you better not mess this up.
We want a good ending to this story, and by God, we're going to get it.
Not leaving his phone call until it happens.
We specifically rewrote this story.
They woke up the next day very hungry because they only had half a pancake that night. So they woke up the next day, walked back to their car, but the bear has destroyed the car in revenge.
No.
So now they're out of car. They have no phone signal because they're in the middle of nowhere on the highway. So now they just have to wait for a car that's nice enough to stop and give them a ride. Hours pass. A nice truckman finally decides that he should give them a ride. But he only has room for one of them.
One of them?
So then they play a very intense game of rock, paper, scissors for another hour.
Is that what Canadians do?
By the time
they decide things?
Yes. By the time they were done, the truck driver gave up on them and left.
Wow. That's wild.
Okay, Daniel. We're going to have you wrap this up just a little bit faster. What?
Siri wants you to follow the rules, Dan.
Yeah.
We wanted them to get the pancake at the top of the tree. But
I get it.
Not...
We wanted them to get the pancake.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we wanted the pancake. And we got the pancake.
Well, they did get the pancake at the top of the tree.
I got one question for you. Do they live happily ever after?
They hijacked someone else's car, freaking GTA style, and go home.
There we go.
There it is. Happily ever after. I love it. I love the story.
Thank you, Daniel.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
I appreciate it, man.
Really, really nice job.
Oh, man.
Come on. All right, Dan. We do appreciate your
calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. See you in the future, okay?
Yep.
You're welcome.
Find you in chat.
Yep, see ya.
See you, bud.
Bye.
Send F's in chat for the pancake tree.
That pancake tree got ravished.
So for everyone listening in, we're doing story time with friends, but also story time with chat. And this is amateur hour. So we're all being amateurs. We're having fun. Hope you're having fun. I think it's your turn, T, to tell your Canadian story.
Okay. All right. Somebody get a timer ready. We got 3 minutes on the clock. I got to just wear out the clock.
Wait 15 seconds.
All right.
5, 4.
Oh boy, I thought I had 15 three, seconds here.
Two,
you have 10 one. Seconds. Okay, you don't have that much time.
Okay, I guess I'm going right now.
Go.
The year is 2200. 2200. In this year, the Canadians have expanded their control of the world to encompass the northern half of the United States. They border now on the Mexo-American super state that has been the joining of Mexico and the United States in the year 2050, when the World War 4.5 took place. The Canadian super country, which is now controlling the last vestiges of the maple syrup currency, which is now dominating the world, now controls the world's maple syrup economy. At this point, Canada has become the world leader. They have taken over the socioeconomic influences of the world, and they have brought all countries underneath their umbrella control. Their main export is a psychedelic version of maple syrup designed to induce intense patriotism towards the Canadian country. This has resulted in the most startling of ghettos in southern Canada. In the Michigan area, there is now a very oppressed population of Michiganders, former Michiganders. They're still holding very religiously to their old Michigander way of life. They have been forced to farm maple syrup for Canada for many generations, and they are just fed up with this maple syrup oppression. They are literally growing the money for Canada, and they are so done with this. We join our heroes as they struggle to survive in this war-torn future led by Canadians, where they grow the maple syrup dollar for the world. Their only solace has been the continued support of the Aussies, the last bastion of the free people. What's my time?
You got a minute.
Holy crap. The Aussies have been sending reinforcements of kangaroo battalions to Michigan to support the ghetto production of maple syrup. These kangaroos have been harvesting maple syrup in their pouches, considerably stickier as a process as compared to traditional maple syrup gathering procedures. However, these kangaroos have proved to be fearful in combat as they go up against these Canadian super soldiers, kept alive only by their intravenously fed psychedelic maple syrup product. As war breaks out in 2230 and World War 6.5 has begun, the political lines have been redrawn. The maps are crisscrossed with combat. We see the Michigan as the epicenter of this combat, this influence of future forward thinking, Michigander way of life, as they push back the Canadian ruling class. Finally, the kangaroo battalions in support. Dang it. Oh, I was having so much fun there. That got intense.
You should keep going.
No, we're calling that. I have nowhere to go.
We gotta follow the rules.
I should have tried to wrap that up quicker.
But that was really good. I liked it. It was very hysterical.
Last time it was like from a first person POV. This was like the Silmarillion style of storytelling, where it's everything else except your actual content of the adventure.
You don't get a real voice. You get like an article. You know everything by pacing. That was good.
That was good.
Oh, that was intense. That was interesting.
Very intense.
I loved it. I wanted to hear more about the kangaroos. Not gonna lie. I was like, ooh, what
did I do? Oh man, that was. I hope that was enjoyable. Oh, good laughs, good times.
Oh, everyone's loving it. I guess it's my turn. I'll let you guys tell me when it's time for me.
Okay. Well, let's give them about like 30 seconds. So, what do you want to talk about for those 30 seconds, Soup?
What do I want to talk about for those 30 seconds? I want to talk about, you're putting me out on a break here.
I am. Just like we're going to do to Dan here in about like 20 seconds or so.
Sweet.
Oh, James, why are you saying scumbags? What are you doing, buddy?
What are you talking about?
Doing?
Yeah. Got to sit back again. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I think we're doing something right. I think people are at least entertained, which is awesome. Like 100% story time is awesome.
Scumbags. He's telling us scumbags are great.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, Dan, you've got about 5 seconds here. So cue up that speaking voice and get yourself ready to go, because in 3, 2, 1, you're going to be live right now. Good luck.
Hello, audience. I am going to talk about the history of Canada. Right now, you're all listening in and wondering, wow, this is a weird voice. It is. So, back in the day, Canada used to be known as Wamalaladindo, and no one knows what that means, not even me. Once upon a time, there's a bunch of natives there, and they told a bunch of Scandinavians who came over on the sea to wear big red leaves on their chest. So one of those many Scandinavians had a lot of maple syrup. His maple syrup was spread all over his chest, his ass, and other places. He got the biggest red leaves he could. And one day he found the brightest, the biggest leaf of them all. And he plastered it all on his chest. And it stuck there for 50 years and 50 nights. Wait, 50 years and 50 nights? Yeah, that. So after a long period, the leaf fell off. And he told the population that once the leaf falls, it must go down to the next worthy person. So he gave it to Wamalama Ding Dong's child, the tribe's child, halfway there, 5 years old. My voice is now changing, and now you get this voice. The tribe's child then became known as Wamalama Ding Dong's owner of Canada, and he then made jerseys out of bark, the red star, also known as the maple leaf, and a bunch of maple syrup spread all over that maple bark. And people would wear those. But here's the fun fact of the day. Those jerseys are now sold at Walmart. And Walmart sells them for $9.99. Go buy one now. Maple bark and maple leaves. I hope you enjoy, viewers and listeners. This has been Storytime with Daniel.
30 seconds left.
Oh, man. I'm going to keep this going as long as possible. I don't know how, but I will. It's okay. This story will go on, just like the hearts and the mind of the bark people with the maple leaf jerseys. The soil will now rot with the fiery
red
people of Canada. Rawr!
8 seconds! Support him in chat. You can do
support
it.
Support me. Support Canada. The jerseys must go on.
And time. Oh, oh my God. Dan, you had such a solid opening.
I did. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
my voice is now corrupted.
He said breathe.
Yeah. I can't see maple anymore.
Oh, yeah. I can't see maple anymore. That's an amazing line.
I want to hear, what's her name? I want to hear Goddess call in.
Goddess?
Because she, yeah, I want to hear Goddess because she was real, like, talkative in chat earlier, okay. And she just popped up out of nowhere, and I want to hear Goddess call in. Okay. I want to hear her Canadian stories.
Goddess, ooh. You can call in right when I get back, but I want these two to talk to each other for a little bit, and I don't know the topic because I have to go get some water. I've died.
I want to know what Llama Llama Ding Dong means.
Well, okay, so like while Dan's gone, like we should really try and hammer out what. So can you, do you know the word? What was it? What did he exactly say?
He said Llama Llama Ding Dong is what
Llama
he said.
Llama Ding Dong, and that was the original name for Canada, right? I think that's what we heard.
Really?
And nobody or was that the name of the tribe?
I guess that was the name of the tribe.
Okay, so it's Llama Llama Ding Dong tribe, right?
Right.
Okay, so. So right, names are always interesting, right? Because how does a human know I'm called a human? So like, is it literally just like the name of the tribe? Then, like, is there an ulterior meaning behind it?
I guess. I mean, if that's their name for humans, is Llama Llama Ding Dong? I guess.
Is the tribe leader's name?
No, I don't. I think that's just is that the tribe leader's name?
Yeah. We got Daniel confirming it.
Thanks, Daniel. I was trying to follow, but it was just too funny to.
Oh, that got intense.
It did. It like okay. He went from one voice to another. So I think he was going a little psychopathic on us. He was changing his personalities on us. Is what it was.
Yeah. So my best guess would be like if it's a tribe leader's name. If we can go back to the concept of a lot of native names or more tribal traditional naming schemes always stemmed from like a more concrete naming structure than the Judo-Christian way of naming, which is to typically take names that are like names, like my name's Tony. What does that actually mean instead of like north or south or west or wind, right? Like those were right. Dances on the wind. So like if I'm guessing Llama Llama Ding Dong, it's a multi-syllable structure word. So if we're going to break that down, like Llama Llama, and then ding dong at the end. So ding dong, as we think of it, is like a sound. So it's like a bell ringing. And Llama Llama kind of sounds like an action. So something happening. So it's a verb mixed with like a sound. So I would guess that it's something like Llama Llama, especially from a leader, right? We get some idea of aggression. So maybe it's like a combat, a adjective combined with a sound, like, so he's like Llama Llama Ding Dong, so he's like a very intense person, he's always beating up his neighbors, he's like in charge, he's the guy, he's rough and tumble,
right?
That's my guess. That's what I've broken down from my analysis of that name.
That's very clear, very precise.
not all over the place at all. Tony's out of mind.
Let's go with did you see chat of what James Ryan said?
Yeah, I
a story of global warming future and Canada becomes one of the one lands inhabitable of consistent refugees migrating to a collapsing dystopian empire with a Hitler-like dictator in a George Orwell universe similar to 1984. That's beyond my practitioner of like my
your expertise.
Yeah.
No worries.
I'm not I was born in 99.
Actually, yeah. No. Well, have you read George Orwell's 1984 novel?
Negative.
Okay, I actually have. Dan, have you read it?
I've read parts of it, but only because I've never had the entire book in my hand. And I think it's really interesting. It is.
I've read the entire thing cover to cover. It was a book report that I had to do. I was one of the few students in class who would ever actually read the whole book before doing a report on it.
Wow.
Nerd.
No, I'm joking.
Total nerd. It was awful. Bad. But I learned a lot.
Aww.
I recommend it. So I would definitely be down to do one of these, but I would want support from like you guys. So like every 20 seconds I would want like a sentence to kind of kickstart the story.
See, that would be awesome.
So yeah, I think
that sounds good to me.
All right, and so we'll do it on kind of a rotation. I'll lead the charge on the story. I'll give us our opener. And then, Dan, you'll be up first with like a sentence or two, and then we'll switch over to Soup, and then we'll kind of bounce that back and forth.
Okay. While I'm typing up a short sentence, I want you guys to talk a little bit about this, like this story, because I don't know if Brennan knows 1982. Or no, 1984. It's not 82, is
1984.
It?
84.
Okay. I was really confused there for a second. So, T, if you could explain a little bit, not like the whole premise, but just a little bit about what it's about, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want me to actually read the back cover of George Orwell?
Do you have it?
I can get
you can look it up.
No, he can look it up. I know. He doesn't have it.
He has it in hand right now. He's like, I'm ready to go.
You should see my bookshelf, though. It wouldn't be surprising to me if I do actually have it around somewhere. I've probably got over 200 books on this shelf right next to me. It's a lot of books.
By the way, sorry, I'm more or less letting them talk. Like, I don't care if they talk in front of me. That's perfect because I like listening. I love knowledge and I love hearing what they have to say. So no worries. I know I'm hosting this, but I'm hosting this and I'm trying to be a good host and I want you guys to listen in. I hope you like it. Thank you.
All right. I'll read you the first two, or the second paragraph from Wikipedia, which does a really good summation of it, and gives you a good orientation to what the idea of George Orwell's 1984 is. The story takes place in an imagined future, the year 1984, when much of the world has fallen victim to perpetual war, omnipresent government surveillance, historical negationism, and propaganda. Great Britain, known as Airstrip One, has become a province of superstate named Oceania that is ruled by the party who employ the Thought Police to persecute individuality and independent thinking. Big Brother, the leader of the party, enjoys an intense cult of personality. Despite the fact that he may not even exist, the protagonist, Winston Smith, is a diligent and skillful rank-and-file worker and party member who secretly hates the party and dreams of rebellion. He enters a forbidden relationship with a co-worker, Julia. So, yeah, overall, the story, it's your classic 1980s/70s like introspection of the human condition. So what does it mean to be a human and what is at the core of a human being? So it strips away kind of this idea of like modernism and says, hey, here's this crazy like dystopian future where everybody has submitted to the concept of, you know, ultimately, like America is on this kind of track right now, in a sense, where ever present and ever increasing protection things. So, like taking away guns and increasing security at airports and increasing security at schools because of the threats that exist in the world, to the point where we police ourselves as intensely as we police those who we think could hurt us, so that we are under the thumb of the government. And entirely in submission to the government. So it's a complex story about those ideas.
Thank you, Goddess. And also, T, I did start it for you, and I will post it whenever you're ready.
Oh, you're going to give me my kickoff. I love this. All right. So if everybody in chat's ready, and Super, you ready? Do you have any questions about George Orwell's 1984? I think Soup is out of the office at the moment.
No. I'm here. My headphones got unplugged. It's my fault. Sorry.
Okay. So I'm going to start it off. Is everyone ready? All right.
How many minutes? Do I get 4 minutes? All right.
Sure.
3 minutes? 3 minutes.
No. We'll give you 4. You said 4.
I'll ask for help at times.
In a world with broken societies, with years of war and months of frightening soldiers who pursue those of difference and thought, which make all individuals. In a world of broken societies, with years of war and months of frightening soldiers who pursue those of difference of thought, which makes all individuals. Our main character for our story is a man named Chris. Chris lives within this society. Chris is a part of the rank and file situation here on the ground in war-torn Australia. He has no idea, though, that the world is in such rough shape.
His name is Pringle.
His name is what?
Kringle. Last name Kringle.
Oh, Kris Kringle? Kris Kringle lives in Australia. He lives a very comfortable life. He wakes up in the morning. He looks his alignment camera in the eye. And he says, good morning, sir. What are my instructions for today? A very comfortable list of activities printed out for him right there. And he knows exactly what he's going to do. First thing up on the list is to walk into his restroom. Brush his teeth and get ready for the day. Get dressed. The next thing on the list says to return to the kitchen. Draw himself a glass of water. Drink a big glass of water. That's always healthy. It says so right on my script. Kris thinks to himself, this is a perfect way to live. I want to know what I'm going to eat for breakfast. He takes out the list and it says to cook up the eggs he bought yesterday from the previous day's list. The eggs are cooked up in an omelet style with cheese tucked right inside. He says, this is a great breakfast. My alignment eye is perfect. I'm so happy it's there to guide me on my way. The next thing up on my list is to exit, to walk out that front door, to make my way into town and to my job. Today, my job is to sell groceries down on the street corner. I didn't know this yesterday, and I won't know what my job is tomorrow, but my alignment eye has the perfect solution to this every day and tells me exactly what I'm going to be doing. The script says I'm going to be standing there and selling from about 9 in the morning till about 4:30 in the evening. As I'm working, I find that a kangaroo has jumped over the moon and is now working side by side with Hitler with the devastation of the Jews. Kris has a job to find them and to destroy them. The list has become very confusing to Kris, but Kris accepts this because the alignment eye is never wrong. He turns smartly around on his heel and leaves his current job of selling fruit on the street corner. He walks right down to the postman's office and he demands to know what the alignment eye has told him to do. The postman, who is a government worker as well, is very aware of the situation because his alignment eye has also briefed him on the situation. This leads to a very interesting situation, for the postman's instructions contained for Kris the next step on his journey. It says to enter the rear of the post office. Head down the stairs into the subterranean tunnel network, which connects the entire cityscape in a Hyperloop-style configuration. He slips inside of the first Hyperloop car, and he begins his travel. In about 18 minutes, he has crossed the Great Pacific Ocean, and he has arrived in Northern California, or what was California. He exits his Hyperloop car. He steps outside the door. He approaches the nearest worker and he says, what am I supposed to do next? For he knows his alignment eye has given him all the instructions he needs and all he has to do is keep following his instructions. Luckily, he was absolutely correct. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Worries.
Time. Oh my God. That was getting hard to support.
No, I understood.
I was typing up another sentence and then
See, I didn't know if you wanted chat to, because I was like, I shouldn't type, but I was like, I really want to type. But
oh, I think those would have been great, like on the minute corrections to the story, and then I just keep molding it into
loading
the story.
Doo-doo, you're awesome.
Loading.
Actually, you are all awesome. I hope you know.
That was yeah.
I am a bot. We are all bots,
you want to know the next sentence?
Yeah, I do. I really want to know. Hit enter, so, whatever you're gonna do.
No, I didn't. I undid it, but I'll tell you what I was going to say. I was going to say that Hitler and the kangaroo were on a metro with a lot of passengers to destroy them.
That would have been pretty good.
Kris had to
good.
Find a way to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That would have been intense. That would have been really interesting, though, because we would have gone into like this James Bond moment where like Kris is just finding Kris. Alignment eye, like sheets all over the place, and he's like, "What is going on?" And there's like 50
it's kind
of
like
a
Matrix thing.
Yeah, just a little bit, because his entire world's being controlled by this idea of the alignment eye, right? Because it's like this perfect like system that tells him exactly what to do all the time, and he's not allowed to deviate from it. And we didn't even get to that part of the story, but yeah, that was interesting.
Tony,
there's a lot of thoughts going on there.
I kind of want
you to.
Oh, whoa, what's going on?
What? Doo-doo, would you like to call in and finish the story? Get the ending to it? would that be something you'd be interested in, Doo-doo? Hope I'm saying that right. doo-doo.
Yeah, I don't know. Dan, is your computer doing all right? I am video chatting you. So, did we lose Dan?
I don't believe so.
I think he's gone.
Dan?
Dan?
He's the host.
Oh, actually, yeah. I don't know how we're still chatting, but we are. It might get cut here in just a minute. I know Dan is doing his best to fix it, and we'll be back as soon as we can, because this is a really good time.
Is everyone here?
Oh, wait, oh, he's back. He's
He is back. There it is.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, I just lost you guys.
Well, we never lost each other, so something happened.
No, I know.
You called in once when I made a room.
Oh, doo-doo. Here.
Doo-doo.
Hello, doo-doo. Sorry, I actually just lost... I don't know how, but it says I was out of memory.
Out of memory.
Oh.
So, it was very...
Oh, someone's here.
Yeah, doo-doo. This is doo-doo. Yeah. Hello,
what's
doo-doo.
What's up, man?
Not
I am a bot.
That's awesome.
I didn't hear the beginning of this story, so how can I tell the ending?
Fair enough.
You know what? We're gonna start you off with a kangaroo and Hitler stole a metro and had a lot of passengers on it, and Chris needs to find a way to stop it.
I guess Chris would have to throw like a black person in front of the bus or the metro. Wow.
All right. There it
is. Or a white person or a baby or a fucking... Just throw a person in front of it. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, we're going to have to ask you. The explicit check mark has not been applied to this live podcast, so we have to keep it a little bit more PC than that. But it's that's not a bad way to begin this portion of the story. Oh, so he's going to place a person.
Who's going to play the end?
Uh-huh.
I said the middle. Who's going to do the end?
Oh. Wait.
Ooh.
All right. Well, okay. So, like, a person's in front of the metro, and I'm assuming this person was of significant mass to begin to slow down this this metro. So it is currently grinding.
Is it a bus or is it a train?
It's a metro. Like the trying to think.
I've never heard the
term. Think of like going underground. The underground metro. Think of like
a subway.
Oh, a subway.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. The subway. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I guess sorry. The person in front of it really wouldn't stop it.
No, that was my fault.
Can I have a redo?
Yeah, you can redo it.
All right. I'm going to throw, let me see. Who's that dude from X-Men there? The magnet guy there from X-Men? I'm going to get him.
Magneto? Out. Oh, you're going to pull up Magneto? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Is Chris Magneto?
Nice. Pull out Magneto. He hooks his magnets up, but it still ain't stopping. And someone else has to throw something else in. That's the middle. Magneto
right,
comes
so we
up.
Got Magneto in it.
Yeah.
All right, Soup, I think this one's yours. Good luck.
This one's mine. So,
this one's yours.
Oh, geez. So we're throwing Chris Magneto in front of the subway to stop it. So after Chris finished... Oh, good night, Daniel. Good night, buddy.
Good night.
Thank you so much for being here.
So after Chris finishes his morning breakfast, he gets up out of his chair. His eggs and bacon, there it is. So after he gets done with his morning breakfast, he looks at the TV. It turns into some ring stuff. And he walks through the TV and he magically appears in front of the subway. He jumps on top, grabs one hand on the side, rolls on top, jumps through the roof. He's face to face with Hitler and the kangaroo. The kangaroo throws some maple syrup on him.
That's amazing.
He can't move. He's stuck.
Oh my god, that's some thick.
He starts licking away at the maple syrup, trying to get free.
Now me.
The kangaroo looks at him and gives him the old yoink. Hitler gives out one of his 9 calls.
That's awesome.
9.
Not eight. Give me a niche.
Maple. M-A-P-L-E, sorry. So, after he gets done licking away the syrup, after he's all fat and sassy, he runs at Hitler, tackles him.
Nice.
Gives him the old yoink. grabs onto the subway conductor, tells him, "You need to stop this subway now, or everyone on this subway is going to die." He pulls the e-brake, comes to a halting stop,
Nice.
Hitler looks at him and takes the magic pill.
Ooh.
The kangaroo hops away with joy, but Chris jumps on his back, pulls the baby out of his pouch, and just throws him in front of the subway, starts stomping on his guts, and just...
Maple syrup. Maple syrup.
Fingers crossed, maple syrup.
We're gonna stop it there. We have someone else to finish that.
I don't even know where that ended. Okay, so we got person unfortunately crazy. Demised by the crazed kangaroo. Mecha Hitler is there, and we've got Magneto Chris there as well. And this is the trifecta that we have to. What
about the maple syrup?
And maple syrup is gluing. Who's glued right now?
Oh, it's Chris.
He was stomping on the baby kangaroo and maybe
Chris was stomping on baby kangaroo in front of the subway.
Gotcha. So baby kangaroo's KO'd. He's knocked out. He's out of the story.
He's knocked out. He's out.
Now we've got Kung Fu Master Hitler against our Magneto Chris. Magneto, he's got to gather up his powers. He knows that there's strut supports in the subway wall. So he's exhibiting his force upon these struts in the wall. And he rips